you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Thursday, August 27th, 8 p.m. I am Dave. That is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, the one-hour internet radio broadcast. We didn't really have a set topic for this evening. We've had a lot of stuff going on here at the house between work getting done, kids going back to school, that type of thing. I've been dealing with a lot of pain in my mouth. I'll be taking my unwelcome trip to the dentist on Monday, and our good friend Glenn Williams has been over doing some work for us around the house, so we've kind of been taking it one day at a time. Welcome in Theo and Holly and Debbie. Jim did work up a few EVPs for us to listen to tonight. And I don't know what they are, so he'll be able to give you a little more insight on what he's got in store for us. What do we have next on our schedule, Jim? Anything?
Next week on the show, it'll be our two-hour format.
Right.
And our guest will be the author and really fascinating guy. I've got to meet. His name is Brian Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. He specializes in cryptozoology, Bigfoot, UFOs.
Okay.
And, you know, right now, the UFO thing is really front news. In case anybody missed it, just so much news going on that a lot of stuff sort of falls through the cracks. But it was about a week ago at the International Space Station, the Soviet astronaut who was in the group, he was taking pictures from the space station of one of the Aurora Borealis, but one of the other auroras. And as he was doing so, there's no less than six UFOs flying, like, in and around where he was trying to get the picture. So
really?
He captured a lot of video evidence, and they have forwarded that down to back home in NASA and all that for deciphering. Coast to Coast had those available on their site on the news end. So if you're a Coast to Coast subscriber, you can access those photos. And I haven't really looked to see if they're in and about the internet. I got to believe they are, though.
I would think so.
So that was really interesting. And then just this week, I posted on my personal account. I will go back and post that on our Keystone account. Colette, one of our listeners, and we've met her from upstate Pennsylvania. A friend of hers captured in their sky. This is during the day. Hmm. Did you get to see it? I thought I shared it. It's like a cloud in the sky, like a little rounded circle.
Yeah, you shared some stuff to me through Messenger, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Anyhow, when you first look, it's up there with a number of other clouds. It's a sunny day with the broken up clouds. And all of a sudden, this cloud starts to descend at a weird angle, and it's literally separated. It starts out mixed in with the regular clouds. So, you know, I'm saying, looked like the ceiling was at least 8,000-10,000 feet. So it's up in that, and it starts to descend at a weird angle and picking up speed as it's descending. It's about a 2-minute clip, and as you watch it, suddenly you see lights from behind it, and you can watch it the whole time until it finally descends from where they're shooting it at. There's rows of homes, and it goes, disappears in
right.
the horizon behind those rows of homes.
Okay.
Definitely want a cloud. Definitely wants an airplane. Nothing ever materialized out, and it wasn't that poof and it disappeared, but want a cloud by any means. It sure looked like one. So that was very strange. So there's been a lot. If anybody's into the UFO end, there's a lot of stuff breaking. And, you've got defense departments of all these countries now basically. They're having formats as far as how they're going to connect with these visitors. And then there was something even, I guess there were some groups that were wanting to set up some forms of communication to try to invite visitors from outer space to us. And then there were words coming out because who was the brilliant astrophysicist who, was paralyzed in the chair?
Stephen Hawking.
Evidently, in some of his conversations, of course he's passed now, but he was warning about being too zealous about connecting with visitors from outer space, and that we might have one of those Independence Day scenarios. So it's sort of interesting. There's some you're seeing discussion on so many levels. But I will post that video on our Keystone State site. I should have.
Welcome in Holly and Stephanie and Jerry
and
Becky and.
On the 17th of September, then our next guest will be, for the two-hour format, will be Steve Stockton. And he is an author, and he's put out a number of videos concerning ghosts and that. He's worked with Cisco Murdoch on a couple books, and he has a wide range.
Is he the one that wrote about those, or was it Brian Bowden that wrote about the translucent people?
That was Bowden.
Brian Bowden.
Yes, that was
Brian
Bowden.
Bowden. Yes, okay.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yes, that's really fascinating. It's sort of anybody who's seen the Schwarzenegger movie
Predator,
and if you remember the way that creature blended in,
light.
Yeah. He's released a number of clips that he's obtained. Most of these clips are filmed in deep woods, jungle situations, but some are filmed in cities.
Huh.
Like, there was one made, that new Paranormal caught on film.
Yeah.
In the first season of that new show, they had showed some that were filmed, five or six of these creatures scurrying along on the underneath of one of these large expansion bridges in America.
Huh.
I think it was Houston. So they also were seen in major cities, and it's the same kind of thing. Now, they're not out there like the movie Predator
right.
killing people and stuff
right.
like that.
That we know of.
But that we know of. But and they've also been captured on a lot of these trail cameras and stuff that people have set up. So anyhow, yes, Brian is the one who talked to us.
That,
I'm really fascinated to see what he has to say about that. And then we'll be releasing our October guests. October's going to be such a busy month. I'm
yeah.
sort of dreading it. But we don't have anything hard fast in the way of investigations. I've been doing a few. Dave's been sort of out of it with his pain and his dental needs and everything. He's been roughing it out till he can get in to see the dentist. So I've been doing a few little minor ones. Tonight, we were at the orphanage at Gettysburg last week with a small group, and I picked up a sort of interesting EVP there. Also, I'd like to get back to Kyla's house to do a follow-up with Mrs. Kitzmiller. Dave and I did an evening with her, and since then we picked up a lot of genealogical information that we'd like to
right.
touch base with during that.
Yeah,
and then
Kayla's
we've had a couple leads on homes. So we I think probably this fall, depending on how the schedules go, we'll probably try to get in some of these, checking out some of these private homes and
right.
stuff.
Right.
So we'll so yeah, we've got a pretty full schedule. We just haven't put hardcore dates down on anything yet.
Okay.
So
welcome in, Jenny, Simon, Laura Johnson. We need to get her back on the show too.
Yeah, Laura.
I think tomorrow, Laura, if you're available, I'm going to give you a call and we'll schedule a day to get you back on the show. Who else do we have? Cheryl,
people love
Becky,
the Boys Show, and they keep constantly keep talking about it.
Haley is in the house. You haven't seen her. She's getting some great crops out of that garden in the back. Great cantaloupes, watermelons, peppers, tomato. I mean, she's getting a whole field full of stuff back there. It's looking real good.
Good.
Carrie Conwell, welcome. We did the Bel Air House with Carrie and Jackie that one time. So, okay, so
yeah, Lori said she'd love to do that. That's
yes.
the way you, I'll tell you.
Hey, there's Kayla. You just missed it, Kayla. We were just talking about Miss Kitzmiller. Jim and Yvonne, well, mostly Yvonne, but has come across some fantastic genealogical information about Mrs. Kitzmiller and her brood. So, Jim and I would like to get a hold of you to let you know what that is all about.
Well, no, she has. I've spoken with
her. Oh, you already talked to her about it? Okay.
And she has since followed up and gone to the cemetery because Ivana told her they were buried at Evergreen up there in Gettysburg. And so she went up and actually verified that and was able to verify a lot of the information we had.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. Cool. Now, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not Saturday, right?
Right.
Depends on how my jaw is feeling. I'm in a lot of pain with this dental issue. But Jim, Saturday, is going with Jerry Swope to
Haldeman.
I thought you said Hinsdale.
Not Hinsdale.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, that's what you had said. That's why I was like, that's a long way with just this mouth.
Oh,
you know?
No, I don't know. I ain't ready for that. No, Haldeman.
The Haldeman Mansion with Linda Dixon, Dixie Mystical Paranormal. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you don't think I'd take a shot at...
Well, I figured you would if it was more people. I mean, I want to go back there, too, just not with just two of us, you know.
Did I tell you that the episode of Most Terrifying Places on the Travel Channel came up with the Hinsdale, so I recorded that. It's on the
Okay, thing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's a whole different ball of wax, Haldeman.
You had said
Hinsdale.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know if I can make a four-hour trip off the back for our back when I was this mouth. But Haldeman, that's half the time. That's just Pace Haley's.
Yeah, would be good. I mean, people.
Yeah, that's just Pace Haley's. So.
And then I found, I'm always. We bought over the years, gotten a lot of pieces of equipment that for various reasons have
never had a chance to use.
Yeah, never really came into our repertoire. And I just discovered another one today. It's a type of specialized real-time.
Yeah, it's
in there, yeah.
I'll get it.
It's right in the cabinet.
Okay.
I went on, to be honest, I pulled out the booklet and started getting involved with it. And, when you're recording audio, simpler is better. This is not simpler. But in reading about it, people were actually picking this over Tascam and all other. They said this was like the preeminent. And I think they haven't made it for several years now. And so a couple of the ghost groups actually advertise them. Of course, they don't have any available. It's called the RTEVP. It's an entire system. And evidently, the last tag I saw on them was over $1,000. So these,
wow.
Yeah, these are not cheap. So it looks like I've looked up again where I bought something, whether I use it or not. It looks like I can sell it in the secondary market for a profit. So, I would like to try it first before I just sold it. I mean, because everybody who's utilized it has sort of given it 5 stars. They really love
maybe,
it.
Maybe try it Saturday.
Yeah, some people have said it's not as difficult as people make it out.
Sure.
You know, some people have said it's a major learning curve, but when you get it down, it's well worth it. When a guy was saying he prefers it to Tascam, I'm like, whoa.
That's going to be a hard sell for me.
I know.
It's going to be a real hard sell.
Apparently, you use it with earphones, so you're literally hearing it real time as you're recording something within the device. You do it with a computer, so it's something I would tie into my my laptop.
So then it must have software that it runs through
on
the computer.
Yeah, there's
So this records, sends it into the laptop through the software, and then out the headphones to you.
Right.
Okay.
And so they said you got to be the one weird thing you got to get used to. Like, if you speak, you're hearing yourself, and that's one little thing since it's real time. I mean, not that you don't otherwise, but
right.
that's one of the things. But
here's two things. Colette says she's having surgery on her knee on September 14th.
I thought she just had it. Yeah, I thought she had.
Good
had
luck
it
with
already.
That. Prayers for that. And then Haley typed in, and listen to this. She found documentation that shows the family of Maggie Bannister, who was the owner of the orchard, her house that she lives in now was built on. That family, the family of Maggie Bannister, at one time owned all of the Haldeman properties in Lancaster County. Not sure how long it was in their hands, though.
Mm.
So the woman who owned the orchard that Haley's house is built on, her family at one time owned all the Haldeman properties in Lancaster County. So that's a cool tie-in.
It's weird the way things tie in.
Yeah.
And then I guess I ought to mention, too, when Yvonne was doing the research on the Kitzmillers, we don't know how she ties in, but there's a Martha Kitzmiller that Yvonne ties into.
Huh.
And we don't know how Martha might tie into Mary Kitzmiller, but we'll find that out. It's sort of weird the way things sort of run cycling like that.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. So Jim, definitely Jim and Jerry will be with Dixie Mystical at the Haldeman on Saturday. My involvement depends on my mouth, the kids, my wife's work schedule, all that good stuff. So we'll see.
Prayers for Dina. I don't know if you saw.
She's pulled out of the ICU.
No, they're putting her back. Things took a turn today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So for those
Holmes.
In the audience who've been praying for Dina Holmes, we...
strength for her husband, Anthony.
Right. We ask that those prayers continue. The struggle goes on. Just when it looked like we were getting some good news and things were sort of turning around.
That was the last post I saw was they had brought her out of the ICU.
Yeah, she is, but she's probably going back in. So it's the struggle continues.
And a quick note, prayer to all of the people who have already been hit by Hurricane Laura and all those who stand in its path.
I know a lot of people were praying, though, and I really think that even though there's a lot of damage, and right now I believe it's up to 4, they believe it's going to be 4, they haven't confirmed as far as the deaths. But considering
the size and the power of that thing, 4 is
really
a small amount. I mean, any death is bad, don't get me wrong, but only four is really good considering. Hey, Gettysburg Ghost Exchange, Pam and or Steve, welcome in. Haley said she'll continue to pray for Dina and Anthony as well.
Yeah, they're, I was really upset to hear that.
That's news to me. That breaks my heart. They're two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They really both just have a giant heart.
Really entrenched in the field, too. My gosh. I mean,
yeah,
you haven't investigated.
They know everybody. They've got to meet my guy, so, several times. But I digress. Hey, Mary Bennett, welcome in.
We do have the one place that Theo gave us up in Summit Hill,
okay.
Pennsylvania, looks very intriguing. It's
you been in contact with those people?
I've been in contact. Well, I've talked to Theo about it. Theo sort of, and he,
oh,
I let him know. Yeah.
Okay.
And Janet, I was in touch with Janet this week, and she's been getting pushed out, like when she tries to focus on the house.
It shoves her out to the
cemetery.
Right.
So she actually called on Ken.
Okay.
I didn't know Ken does remote viewing.
Okay.
So Ken's been doing some remote viewing on it, and he picked up an interesting scenario with the doctor. He sees his doctor with a top hat. The doctor's not tied to the house, but somebody who lived in the house was tied to the doctor, like a business dealing,
okay.
And it doesn't look like it was above board.
Okay.
So that was sort of an interesting lead, and that the cemetery where they've been moving bodies, Janet even contacted the Historical Society up there. One of the problems is quite a few of the bodies were buried without markers. So, unmarked graves and that. And so, you know, the information's scant. So a lot of those souls have not been moved on. So Janet said there's a lot of activity in the house, but there's also activity on the grounds. And she referred me to Zillow, where some pictures of the home from the inside were, and there are orbs and energies on the pictures on Zillow.
I have to check those out.
So that's all pretty cool.
Did you get the information I sent you over Messenger about the home from Paranormal Help Desk?
Yeah.
Ernie Atwell and Dennis Eslock, who are friends of ours, were contacted by the Paranormal Help Desk, and they asked us to look into an investigation on a home near Pittsburgh. So we're going to be sending an email to the Paranormal Help Desk to get information on that, and then once we do, then we'll contact the homeowner and set that up.
Oh, evidently Holly and Janet have been speaking as well, and Holly says Janet and her both hit on the same things.
Right.
So that's good. It's a good solid if Theo's on, so Theo, that was the other reader I had going on, so they're both keying in on the same things with that home.
And Haley, as soon as we get a hold of the Paranormal Help Desk and get address information, everything on this home out near Pittsburgh, I will get that to you so you can possibly remote view for us and see what we'd be walking into. So that's where everything stands right now. Unfortunately, the bash was canceled, but we did have a lot of people came into town. We still had some investigations going on, and we had some good time, and we got to see some good friends.
And then we always mention this. My Para 4CE, which is like four different sensors, and it's really been a good little tool. It was working on the one investigation I was on, and then all of a sudden it won't turn on. I don't think I have any batteries in it right now. I pulled them out. I'll have you try putting them in, too, but I couldn't get nothing going. And but I contacted I contacted Ghost Augustine. They got right back to me very promptly and even gave me a like a express code to put on the box so they know it's coming in for repair. So
okay.
We always highlight companies that stand by their products.
Ghost Augustine is definitely one of them.
Ghost Augustine's one of them. And then also, Jerry Swope, and I'm sure I'm probably late coming to this party, but Jerry Swope had told me a couple weeks ago how he was using these cat balls and
right.
getting good results with spirit. So I picked some up. From Chewy. And last Friday at the orphanage, I had three of them sitting in different spots on the table where the children had their ate their meals. See, this thing seems, it's like that whole plate seems to have
sunk in.
So, anyhow, the children at the orphanage moved them around. They're basically just a sensing device. So when you turn them on, they flash, and then once they stabilize, like without touching it, then they'll go
mm-hmm.
off. And then if something else comes back and touch, they'll light up again. And so I had all three where the kids were playing with them on the desk. So, basically the only other thing they could tell me is wanted to make sure I was using alkaline batteries, which I was. That's come through a lot.
Do you have any AAAs?
I do. I had them here. Here.
Okay.
Let me.
Brandy Bird, welcome. Linda Bird, welcome. Hope Carl's doing better.
Let me just, for some reason, when I tested these last time, these are brand new, but one of these birds had not. But yeah, that's okay. So let me make sure they're all good first.
Haley agrees with you, cat balls are the best piece of equipment ever.
They are cool.
Then again, she is a huge cat owner, cat lover, so she's kind of biased.
And they're cheap. They're a cheap piece of equipment, for sure. The other thing is, I got...
Well, I see the problem here already.
You do.
See this?
Right.
There is none there.
I saw that, but then there's none over here, too. Try that one you just put in.
Well, that's the thing. It's a metal piece. See how it does both sides?
Right.
You're missing it right there. See, look.
So it does both sides. Okay.
Let me get these out.
Wonder if we just got a little piece of metal. Well, they can put a new piece in there.
You see how this is one piece?
Right. Oh, okay.
You're missing it there. You have one piece here,
gotcha.
One piece here, one piece there. So there's nothing to contact here that's conducting the current.
What the hell happened to that?
I couldn't tell you. That I could not tell you.
All right.
But this... broken. See? That screw just turns. Piece of this is down in there.
Oh.
So
well,
they're going to have to replace this whole
yeah.
thing. So, yeah. Nothing to do
with that.
All
right. Well, I'm going to mail that off to them. But I got a neat little EVP there, I think, from the orphanage. Now, it's only when you do that, it's only like a 2-hour investigation.
Yeah.
But I really like Eric, who sort of runs it for the owner. He really had some really good information there and updating and stuff. So that was pretty neat. He really got into the history of it.
Speaking of Eric, there's Eric right now.
Yeah, and Eric was with us.
He did a great job.
What do you think, Eric? I thought the orphanage was pretty good last week. And I got an EVP we're going to play. The one, it features you, where Eric goes, we're in the front room, which is a more modern, and there it goes something to the fact that we haven't introduced ourselves, and a spirit voice says, yeah, I know that. So you, if you want, we can play it now.
Okay, so here's what we have.
It says on there, I think, orphanage, and there's just one with the orphanage.
Let's see. Right there, okay. All right, here we go. Here's the EVP Jim got from the orphanage. Was it last
Friday?
Friday.
Yeah.
I've read a lot about this. I'm still testing it out. So. See if it's
deep now. Deep now.
Yourself.
Now that sounds like an ovalist saying to yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a sort of a mixed bag in here.
And well, and he says, I want to test it out loud or something, and tells him to do it to himself.
Right.
About the.
Deep now.
Yourself.
Yeah.
A little more
than
a
minute ago. None of these lights will hurt you. Or
I'm here.
You can hear me. None of these.
Because the is underneath you saying hurt you. So right as you're saying none of these lights will hurt you, right behind you hear the I'm then here.
These lights will hurt you. Or
here.
Here. You can hear me.
I couldn't make out what you were saying there.
You can hear me. You can hear me.
It sounds like somebody with a hillbilly drawl saying, I'm going to ask it.
Yeah, I couldn't make
here,
that
listen.
Out.
I'm going to ask it.
You can hear me.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask it.
Now, this one I did really bomb up.
Are you serious? Is this cable number one device?
If there's an ambulance here, could you please light up something?
No, see.
Is there a little girl by the name? If there's an ambulance here, could you please light up something?
See, I'm hearing like what? Like what do you want me to light up? Like what?
Yeah, that was very faint. I had to amplify that to pull it up.
If there's an ambulance here, could you please light up something? Is there a little girl by the name of Sarah?
Yeah, that's one thing
we haven't done is
introduce
ourselves.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's really clear.
Ain't that
clear?
One thing we haven't done is introduce ourselves.
I'm here.
And it's funny because he says it to the rhythm of the music. As he's saying, I know that, the music is ding, ding, ding. Listen.
Hello.
I'm Bob. One thing
we haven't done is introduce ourselves.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Right. So he did it to the music. That's
the,
pretty
cool. The other Eric who works at the orphanage, he thought that was.
I'm Eric. I've been here many times.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
welcome in, Chris.
I thought that was a real neat one.
So, but I think it's cool how he did it to the music. Mm-hmm. I know that. That was pretty cool.
And that music box, they really enjoyed that. The children did. It was really interesting because the kids would come out and be talking with us or interacting, and then you could sense the adults coming in the room. And once the adults came, the kids all faded in the background, and they just weren't, then they wouldn't come out, you know, conceding to the.
Pam says their next orphanage is September 18th.
Did you hear that one, Pam?
Yeah, she
did. Get to hear that?
Yep.
I thought that was a pretty cool one.
So that's the one that you had worked up for enough for tonight. Now I saw you posted quite a few.
Oh no, there's
the
more there.
Okay.
The one. Let's see. Oh, there's one that I got with Nikki and Lop at the Farnsworth house. Yeah, she looks at Farnsworth house.
Okay, I see
yeah.
it.
And it's right at the beginning is
okay.
where the voice comes in.
There's no wind out there today, is there?
There's a little bit of a wind.
Rob, you're doing great. There's the pipes. You look, you blew the pipes to rally.
It's so bad hot air.
Start banging.
Can you open it?
What the hell?
That's the demon.
Yeah.
That is the pipes banging.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, were doing that.
The EVP is right in the beginning. Well, it's like he was telling whoever was banging the pipes down.
Rob, you're doing great. There's the pipes. You look, you blew the pipes to rally.
It's so bad hot air.
So.
Can you open it?
That is the pipes.
Yeah.
Rattling on their
That's
own.
That's the demon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And mind you, it was summer, you know, and I'm wondering that. It's not like it's wintertime and you're blowing heat through the damn things.
Right.
That was pretty.
Now, where was that?
Basement.
In the basement? Okay.
Basement up there near the front. You know
where
how they
Where the casket? Okay.
Yeah.
Where the door comes down from the road.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, right
okay.
there. So and then the other ones here, they are basically. I put private residence. They're from a home we snuck into that we weren't supposed to be in.
Gotcha.
Okay, and that's with Earl and Marie, Steve, and myself. And there's a number of them. They all have
private
residence, like Earl. So there's one of them. I'm not sure. I just wanted to see what you thought.
Brandy said while she was at work yesterday, Brandy Bird. A huge black shadow moved around her, then the flag was pulled off the wall, brackets and all.
Wow.
The whole bracket was pulled off the wall.
Wow, that's cool.
So, see, that's why you always need to have your camera with you, Brandy. Always have some that you, if it's not on video, it didn't happen, right?
Right.
So, okay, let's get into these then.
Thanks, Gary.
Are you doing here, Marie?
Earl and I guess Marie who answers him, you'll hear in this room right here.
This what room is where we got the voice of the lady saying, time?
So there's that. Okay, that's a pretty good one. Okay, here's the next one. Yeah, you got
spirit. How many spirits are with you in this house that you're aware of?
Who's that? That's what I'm hearing. Who's that?
Who was that?
And then we both heard, and I heard like a disembodied voice, but we couldn't make it out. That's what we're referring to. So we heard something that the recorder picked up. We just couldn't make it out of it.
Spirit, how many spirits are with you in this house that you're aware of?
Who was that?
And mind you, we were...
Now, Kayla says she goes by Mary?
Yes, but only... She's the only one can call Mrs. Kitzmiller Mary.
Okay, I thought she was talking about the doll. I'm like, no, that was Sarah.
Oh, no. No. Yes, Kyla said she held her and was picking up, and she said she basically verified she died of her lungs being filled up with fluid, which would occur with an allergic reaction like that. That does happen, you know, bronchial shutdown. But she picked up the name Mary. She was picking up Mary as she was holding her. So we were wondering if maybe, you know, people have a first and a middle name. Maybe the child was Sarah Mary and went by Mary or whatever.
Isn't that also Mrs. Kissmiller's first name?
It is.
I'm wondering if that's who she was.
And we were right there in front of the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange.
Right.
So I don't know if, yeah. But, yeah, she picked up Mary when she was holding her, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephanie, you guys definitely have a storm heading your way. So, it's definitely from West Virginia. So, okay, the next one.
And I think this last one, what does it say?
Earl voice.
Yeah, this one's not real good. I don't know if it's even anything. You hear Earl, you hear them all talking, but on the one, you just sort of hear... like an accentuated voice, and I don't know if it was one talking in the middle of them or if it was nothing. Just play it and see. It may be nothing.
This is a happy home for you.
It's a different section of the house. That's the original section.
That's the original section. See, I didn't know if that was them or if there's just something.
It vibrates.
Yeah.
There's like a vibration to it. Listen.
Not the house. That's the original exception.
It sounds like it's saying, kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
But again, that was just Steve, Earl, and Marie. They were the only ones speaking, and that just didn't fit.
Listen, to me it sounds like it says, kill me.
That's the original exception.
Kill me.
Not the house. That's the original exception.
And you notice it.
Kill me.
The voice was up. You know, it was up over what they were talking.
Not the house. That's the old original caption.
Remember, this is me, the oldest. That's the oldest.
Yeah, I'm hearing kill me.
So, but you think it might be something in there? I wasn't quite sure. That was certainly the weakest of them. But
speaking of which, Marie just signed in.
Oh,
so.
We just played a bunch of
the EVPs from that private residence that you guys may or may not have broken into.
Do we have a couple minutes to go? What's the time?
Yeah, we got about 15 minutes left in the show.
Play them back. Here, Marie, these are, because I don't think you've heard these yet. I'm playing back.
right. You doing here, Marie?
Now that sounds like it says I'm worried.
I still sit here and alone. Leave me alone.
I'm worried?
Question?
Okay.
I'm trying to communicate with you.
You doing here, Marie?
I hear in the background, but over that, I'm hearing, I'm worried.
Oh.
Listen to it.
Okay.
Now, this may be Earl. I don't know. Listen.
You doing here, Marie?
So now, I don't know if that was Earl.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's definitely you hear in the background a faint one that says, leave me alone.
Hello,
but then over there you hear, I'm worried.
Yeah. Huh. That's cool. I didn't even hear that.
The front room is where we got the voice of the lady saying,
location of Earl 7.
Yeah, just...
I'm definitely hearing, who's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, who's that? Yeah, I do too.
It's almost like your response, like you heard something, you couldn't make out what he said, and what was that? They're hearing you and can't make out what you're saying, and they're saying to some other spirit,
yeah.
Who's that?
But, yeah, we were not in that house that long, and we all picked up some real... real solid EBT, so I thought that was it was interesting. Wife got all pissed off at me.
Shocker. Breaking and entering.
Yeah.
I can understand where her worry would lie there. So, okay, so let's give a quick 10-minute preview. We've got about 10, 12 minutes left in the show. Let's give a quick 10-minute or so thing on... next week's guest, Brian.
Okay, let me pull up.
This guy has written several books. The one we're most familiar with, I personally haven't read any of them, but the one I've heard the most about is the what is it called? The Translucent People.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he's.
He's going to be on an episode of a show called Into the
Unknown.
Into the Unknown
Travel Channel, 11 p.m. Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. Oh, that's just some notes and stuff. I mean, he's been all around in everything.
We'll go up to the Amazon link and... Well, that shows his books, right there.
Okay. I wonder if that looks like the same guy.
I do not know.
Yeah, that must be another. There's a poet with the same name.
Right.
Let me go.
We'll pull up some information on the guy just for a quick rundown so everybody knows what they're going to be listening to next week. From everything that we've heard, the guy is fascinating. That's got to be him if he was on Cisco's show.
Yeah, he was on Cisco's too. Michael Arciana, he's been Tammy Knight. Yeah, so he's oh, crap, I knocked it off. He's been tied up with a lot of...
I might be able to pull it up quicker. So let's see. Is it B-R-Y?
B-R-Y-A-N.
Huh.
Yeah, see, director of the North American Dogman Project.
Which fits right in with, I bet you, Shitan knows who he is.
A matter of fact, on Paranormal Radio, Paranormal Road,
okay.
He's got a whole episode that you can listen to. It's 114 minutes. Season 1, Episode 17, where he basically discusses the terrifying cryptid.
He has his own show on InsideTheGoblinUniverse.podbean.com, and I'm going to copy that link and put it in the comments. And that is where you can listen to his show.
Yeah, researcher on UFOs, cryptids, and the paranormal. This gentleman says, I enlist the help of Brian to get through the paranormal news segment of the show as we together explore deep inside the goblin universe. Brian chats about Pennsylvania Bigfoot camping adventure, Brocksville Paranormal Society, New Jersey Para-Unity Convention, and a plethora of esoteric topics. In the news, we cover many things, including mobile tombs, and a man who allegedly was attacked by an axe-wielding Bigfoot. He's also been a guest of Dr. Laura Lair. He really gets around. Here, I guess he's been featured in New Jersey Para Unity Expo before. Since 1977, he's used his spare time to explore his adventures, traveling the world in pursuit of the truth. He experiences in the paranormal realm cover the gamut of Goblin Universe, which I don't know anything about. Goblin Universe, I'm going to have to read this week. From encounters with Sasquatch and spirits to UFO experiences. He is an active member of the IRVA, International Remote Viewers Association.
Huh.
Wow, I've got a lot of reading to do here. 98% accuracy rate.
He's the founder and director at New York State UFO Project. Co-owner, executive producer, and co-host at the Inside the Goblin Universe, which is what you had said. CEO and founder at BodenDigital.com. Writer, actor, author, singer, songwriter, cryptozoologist.
Left a career in Wall Street. He has his advanced degree in economics.
Huh.
He's a piece.
Wow.
I've been, actually, I'm Facebook friends with him. We've been corresponding back and forth. I had no idea he was so multidimensional. Wow, this is going to be an exciting show next week.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah, see, they had special tickets. He was one of the guys with the VIP parties at the New Jersey Paranormal. So, I mean, wow. I am so thrilled to be able to have him as a guest next week. It's going to be interesting, guys. It's going to be real interesting.
Yeah. I linked his Facebook page and the podcast page. Kayla knows him, says he's a good guy.
Oh, good.
Obviously, Cisco knows him.
And that's when I'm going to, October, I'm going to bring Cisco back if she's got a free evening in October.
Okay.
She's
over. Well, we always do her around Halloween anyway.
We do.
So. So that's, yeah, I think that's going to make for a really good, really fast 2 hours next week. We'll see how well I can do. Like I said, I go to the dentist on Monday. Ironically enough, Jim and I are going to be guests on the paranormal podcast done by Ted Van Son and Cindy Thompson. So
And I'm still trying to get Dr. Barry Taft. I have not been. Matter of fact, I got to talk to Rob to see. Rob said he's pretty good friends with him. I got to talk with him. So I'm trying to get some very interesting guests for a two-hour
segment.
We're
going to see how much talking I can actually do with Ted and Cindy on Monday evening. That's when we're guests on their show. But I'll be the dentist in the day. So we'll see.
Okay.
I may just have to write stuff down and you can say it for me. We'll see how that works out. Hopefully it's just to get this tooth out, just be done with it. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Everybody stay safe and have a great weekend.
If you're in the path of Hurricane Laura, well, is it down the tropical storm now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're in the path of Laura or know someone who is, stay safe as much as you can. And tell those who you care about, tell them you love them. Because you just never know. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So everybody do your best, and hopefully we'll see you next week on the two-hour show with our special guest, Brian Bowden. Everybody,
thank you all for tuning in. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.